The Ryan Tuberty Show on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by Sky Broadband. Unlimited broadband so you can download, upload and stream as much as you like.
And a very good morning to you all. This is Ryan Tuberty with you. It's Friday morning. It's the 3rd of July 2020 at 4 minutes past nine. We're as delighted as always to be with you and very happy to have your company today and hope you're all doing well. A little overcast about the place, which is not great, but we'll get through it and keep ploughing on. Like everyone else, I think, in the country last night, I got quite a fright when I saw the headline that told us that Dr. Tony Holohan was stepping aside for now to mind his wife and his children. And there was a kind of a two-pronged reaction to me. One was absolute sympathy for him from the bottom of my heart, and the other was a slightly more selfish response, which says, "What? We'll miss him. We'll miss what he's been doing for this country." I wasn't overly familiar with Tony Holohan's work before he came to the forefront of the COVID pandemic story. But within days, we seemed to realise we had somebody who had our back and somebody who was able to guide us. He was calm. We needed calm. He was clear and we needed clarity. He was concise when we needed it most. He was coherent in a fog of war and information. And he was kind. He did it with a very gentle way to guide us through these dark times. And he was gentle, as I say, and authoritative and thoughtful. And that's what we needed. But little did we know that, like all public figures, he had a private reality. And in his case, it was going home to mind his wife, Emer, and his children, Clodagh and Ronan. And yet he still came back to tell us what was happening, still showed up, never faltered. But now it's time, and it's his time now, and rightly so too, to mind his own. And we can only wish him well, wish his family well. And I think I hope he becomes aware of the gratitude and support that the country has and is feeling for and towards him and his family this morning. It is an enormous outpouring of thanks and praise, and we just wanted to wish him well this morning. I did, from the bottom of my heart. I had the pleasure of talking with him a few times on the Late Late Show when we were in a very dark corner. It's quite traumatic, as you know. And we didn't know what was happening. And he would come in and say, OK, we'd talk in the green room and we'd talk about where it's at. And he always had the country's back. I can tell you that off, you know, behind the scenes. He really did. And he still does. He's stepping aside. He's not stepping off the stage, as it were, forever. And I look forward to his return to the national stage, but in no hurry to see him. I think now, as I say, is his time, and we wish him and Emer and the children all the very best. The response that we got from emails unsolicited overnight was enormous. You probably saw online there was a very positive response to Dr. Holohan's role thus far, but also a sympathetic response to where he's going and what he's doing. Ger Holland emailed to say, "I've never written an email to any radio programme. I was often tempted but didn't complete it. But the news of Dr. Tony's departure from his post is so overwhelming that I had to. He's become the greatest of all heroes in the last few months, not just because of his advice as much as his calm, professional, confident leadership in a time of war, a war against a very silent enemy. He totally allayed our fears and we felt as a country so safe in spite of the virus that we had no bother following the rules. And when you think of what he has been suffering personally alongside the enormity of his responsibility to us, it's truly amazing. And surely now we can respond to his pleas this week to keep distancing, to resist non-essential travel. Rather than just offering words of support, we can show him our support by our actions. Very much in our thoughts and prayers, Ger Holland." Beautifully put. And thank you for that. I'll give you just a flavour of some of the other comments coming in for Tony Holohan. Jane in Wicklow says, "Please convey our enormous thanks and gratitude to Dr. Holohan for the enormous job he has done throughout this pandemic. To realise what he and his family have been going through privately is so overwhelming. How on earth has he managed to carry on? As a people, we owe him so much, and he and his family are in our thoughts and prayers. Ina Clinton and family of Mullingar says, I was devastated to hear about Dr. Houlihan's family situation. He's a wonderful man, and how he steadied the COVID-19 ship for all of us for the past 4 months while going through his own personal storm. I have nothing but the height of admiration for this wonderful gentleman, and I wish himself and his family peace. They're in our thoughts and prayers at this tough time. Sheila says, I'd like to add my best wishes to Tony Houlihan, a great man who guided us very safely along a dangerous path. Many thanks. And I'll give you one more for now. Candles lighting in Knocknabula for Dr. Tony and his family right now, as I'm sure, says Helena, that they are in lots of other homes across the country. He has given us all so much. It's our turn now to send blessings to him and those in his care. God bless and ease them. Thank you for those comments. They came into Ryan at rte.ie. And I hope the Houlihans get wind of that goodwill. It's a gentle zephyr in your sails, one built on gratitude and goodwill to you and your family. It's very sad. It was actually very, very sad. I found myself quite emotional reading about his situation. I just feel that it took some courage to keep going the way he did. And sacrifice, actually, massive sacrifice. I think Simon Harris referred to Dr. Tony Houlihan as a patriot. I think he was an extraordinary patriot in his duty, and continues to be a wonderful person. So look, we wish you and your family well, Tony, this morning. And the texts are already rolling in, and in they come to say thank you. And I hope you get that. Let me read another email. It kind of pertains to what we talked about yesterday, from the lady who wrote in to say that her daughter went to Texas, and it was just, the place shut down about 2 days later, and she was on her own. But Claude O'Toole was listening, and she said, I was really moved by the email you read out on your show from Maeve McCarthy about her daughter Fiona travelling to Austin, Texas, and how she's really missing her. Well, it's been 7 years since I left Ireland for my big adventure to live and work abroad. And listening to Maeve's email yesterday brought me back to Dublin Airport, saying my goodbyes to my family. Coming back for that one more hug before turning to walk through those doors, waving once more before trying to compose myself before going through security. I'm now living in Austin, Texas for nearly 5 years with my husband Ben and my little daughter Maeve, who will be 2 this month. If Fiona is looking for someone to connect with locally, perhaps you could pass on my details that if she needs any help with anything here in Austin or just a chat, I'd be delighted to catch up with her. As you know, Texas cases of COVID-19 are rising. I'm looking from abroad. I really admire how people in Ireland have been working together to deal with this pandemic, knowing that everyone is in this together. So here's hoping Texas can do the same and turn things around. I love listening back to your show while having my cup of tea in the mornings. Just got a delivery of 3 big boxes of Lion's tea from Ireland. So keep well, and love to all my family and friends in Ireland, and especially to my parents, Kieran and Rita in Skerries. That's from Claude O'Toole. Well, very nice of you to offer your friendship to somebody you don't know, but just 2 Irish people mixing in the same state. And sadly to say, you're in some state at the moment there in Texas. So stay well and stay safe. Looking at the New York Times this morning, more than 53,000 new coronavirus infections reported across the United States yesterday. And the country has now set a new daily case record for the 6th time in 9 days. It's remarkable. And Trump is going to Mount Rushmore tomorrow for the 4th of July. The local senator saying, don't worry about face masks. If you don't want to wear them, you don't have to wear them. And it's a catastrophe. But it's really bad. At least 8 states in America reported single day case records on Thursday. Alaska, Arkansas, California, Florida, Georgia, Montana, South Carolina and Tennessee. So they're all in an absolute terrible state there. And in fact, staying in America just for a moment, Time magazine reporting that several college students in an Alabama city organized COVID-19 parties as a contest, just for a bit of fun, to see who would get the virus first, which is pretty sick, if you ask me. But students hosted the parties to intentionally infect each other with the new coronavirus. The organizers purposely invited guests who tested positive for COVID-19, and the students put money in a pot, and whoever got COVID first would get the cash. For most people, the new coronavirus causes mild or moderate symptoms such as fever and a cough that clears up in a couple of weeks. But for some, especially older adults and those with existing health problems, it can cause more severe illness and even be fatal. And actually, as an addendum to that comment, don't forget our guests this week, 33, 27. whacked by it. So it's not something that's just exclusive to the older members of society, even though they do get it much worse, as we know. The Irish Examiner reporting that the new Minister for Mental Health has called for new urgent laws to control what is being said on Facebook and other social media platforms. And this is referring to Mary Butler, who's the Fianna Fáil TD for Waterford, and an interview she gave on Waterford local radio where she said that some of the worst abuse included one person calling for her to kill herself. They told me, she said, to take a rope and go to the shed and use it. And she said, I was gone to bed and my 23-year-old daughter got the notification and she came up to my room hysterical. I had to stay up for 2 hours with her that night trying to calm her down. It absolutely hysterical that somebody would put that up on Facebook and had no problem putting it up. She said, I looked at the guy who put it up, his page, and saw he has children of his own. And that's what you'll find quite shocking. When I remember being on Twitter once, and if somebody was particularly nasty and you saw the picture, it was often a family man with a couple of kids under 10, you know, play acting around, and you thought, God, those poor children. Anyway, as Mary Butler says, what is wrong with some people? She wants people who set up Facebook accounts to have to register proof of identity and age, adding she has no problem people commenting on policies or politics they don't agree with, but some people go too far. So good luck to you, Mary. And I mean that, I'm not being smart, but really good luck with that campaign, because that's important. I know we talked about Jordan doing it over in Katie Price, I should say, over in the UK. We just need more voices around that. And so good luck in your quest, and hopefully you can help make a difference. And I know that Instagram are good at taking down bad stuff or impersonating sites and stuff like that. So maybe they're trying their best to work on it. Twitter, not so good. But Instagram definitely more responsive and fairer in that regard. So keep going. Elsewhere this morning, this is a strange one because I saw the kind of trailer for a film called Resistance with Jesse Eisenberg, who played Mark Zuckerberg in Social Network. Am I right in saying that? Great film, by the way. Aaron Sorkin script, worth looking back at. And I thought, what is this? But it seems it's true. Marcel Marceau, the mime artist, had a story that he refused to tell all his life, which involved him saving the lives of more than 100 Jewish children from the Holocaust. And he risked his own life by taking them across the Alps from France into Switzerland. I mean, it's an absolutely stunning story. And he changed his name. Obviously, he was born with a name called Mangel. He was Marcel Mangel. And he changed that to Marceau to make it more French and less Jewish, I suspect. But there was a bunch of children, and he had to kind of keep them happy and mind them as they went across the Alps to try and avoid the Nazis who chased them through. All true, and all now in a film. His own dad was killed in Auschwitz, having been caught by the Gestapo. And then Marcel Marceau went on to become world famous mime artist. But a most unusual and unexpected story that has rightly been made into a film. Okay, heaps of texts in on different things. We'll get to those in a few minutes. 51551. I've got some guests to bring to your attention, so we'll do that too. But at 9:17, let's take some music. Anything at all. Got it, Roy Orbison at 9:20 this Friday morning, and the wags are out already. Stacey Nolan Doonbeg saying, when Marcel Marceau died, was there a minute's noise for him? You can have that. 51551 is the text number this morning. Do you ever play a game called 30 Seconds at home with your family or the children or whatever? It is such fun. You get a card, you got five things on it, you got to explain what they all are, and somebody else has to guess what you're trying to explain. And you've got 30 seconds to do it. And there's an Irish version of it. I mentioned it earlier on in the week. It turns out there's a great story behind it, and we're going to bring that story to you a little later on and incorporate it into our weekend away giveaway, which I'll tell you all about in a few minutes' time. If the Houlihan family was in any doubt of the appreciation the Irish people feel towards them, I would love them to read every one of the hundreds of texts that have come in the last, what are we on, 22 minutes of gratitude. I'll give you a flavour. But they are pretty much all in one voice saying the same thing, which is along the lines of this one from Matthew. says, I owe my life to Dr. Tony Hoolan. I'm a transplant recipient and have cystic fibrosis. He's been completely clear in all his advice, and we've really appreciated all the press conferences. I hope the media respects his privacy, and I, like others, will forever be in his debt. But much love to Dr. Tony's family, and they are all in our thoughts. I think, says the text, the whole nation would like to say a huge thank you to Dr. Tony Hoolan. He was a steady, calm, reassuring presence at all times. He was there for us all, and you should be there for him and his family now, and we should be, rather, as a nation. So take care, Tony, and your family, and we all owe you a huge thank you. Laura says, my heart sank so much last night when I heard Dr. Hoolan announce his wife has gone into palliative care. To think he led us through this horrific time with such calmness and strength and level-headedness, all the while there was turmoil in his own personal life. Ireland owes a great deal to Tony Hoolan, but also to his children, and particularly to his wife, who generously shared him with us when she was in such need of him also. Well said. May they find comfort in each other in the coming weeks ahead. We'll all certainly be thinking of him and his family and keeping them in our prayers. That's a beautifully put text, Laura. Thank you for taking the time to send it. Thank you for your description of Dr. Tony Hoolan as a patriot. Well, I, in fairness, I was borrowing and quoting Simon Harris, who had said it first, but thank you. It says, civil servants like him who serve the institutions of the state are often painted as self-serving with narrow sectoral interests. In reality, our proud country has been built on the selfless service of many like him who have dedicated their lives to the welfare of us all. And, you know, we talk about patriotism at this time and the need to wear the green jersey and the need to gather around the flag, in a manner of speaking. And he brought us around that flag, that in that sense of trying to get it right. And I do say we look across the Irish Sea at Britain, and we look across the Atlantic Ocean at America and see what's happening there and the difference in behaviour and attitude and reaction to it all. And you've got to be proud as a country for a moment that we had leadership like Tony Hoolan's. And we can only hope and pray that it continues with his colleagues who will now take the baton and hopefully guide us carefully through the next phase of whatever it is comes our way. And I hope that they're backed by government action and strong action to be taken to avoid more darkness, because we could do without it. It's 24 minutes past nine. Now, Joe Duffy might have a bit of competition on his hands now with regards to the wash your hands, because the President of the United States of America now has his own phrase, his way of doing it. So you have to decide, who would you rather hear at the end of, as they head into an ad break? Do you want Joe's wash your hands, or do you want...
Wash your hands.
But does it have a better ring to it, I wonder? Would you prefer? I think I'm going to go with Joe on this one, but if he wants to mix it up a bit, he can mix it up a bit.
Wash your hands.
Right, 51551 is the text number this morning.
The Ryan Tuberty Show on RTE Radio 1.
Joe versus the Donald now this morning on the wash your hands. So what we do, so I mean, you don't have to vote on this. It's just one for your, as you're eating your toast going, I prefer that. So here's the classic.
51551, wash your hands.
And this is the reimagined version.
51551,
wash your hands.
I mean, it's up to you. Here's the voice we trust.
51551, wash your hands.
Or
51551,
wash your hands.
Wash your hands, even if they're tiny. 51551. All right, lots of people ringing in to play 30 seconds, so we'll get to you in due course. But before we'll do all of that, at a quarter to 10, we're going to take a piece of music. That's Noel Gallagher's High Flying Bird. There's a touch of that sort of late 90s Bond theme to that, you know, the Chris Cornell thing, I think, and... anyway, that's his one. 51551. The ECRIT auctions website has crashed, says Mary. Such is the interest. And Maeve McCarthy, who wrote that lovely email about her daughter in Texas, says it's so incredibly thoughtful of Clodagh to send that email offering to forward her details to link up with Fiona in Austin, Texas. Deeply appreciated by this Irish mammy. The kindness of strangers never ceases to amaze me. On another note, I want to add massive thanks to Dr. Tony Hoolan for minding us all during scary, uncertain times. I shed a few tears last night when I heard of his personal struggle. Tony and his precious wife and family now shelter in the shadow of the support and the goodwill and the prayers of the Irish people. And yeah, that is a beautiful message, Maeve, because it reflects exactly what hundreds and hundreds of people have been texting in to the show this morning. So thank you for that. I'll end on this one, which says from Maureen Swords, "In April, I messaged Dr. Houlihan to thank him on behalf of my family for his unfailing strength, advice and support to us all here in Ireland. We found him to be simply amazing in this time of crisis, and he reassured us daily. To my utter surprise, this extremely busy man with so much on his plate took the time out to reply to us personally, to thank us and to wish us continued good health. I think that act speaks for itself as the measure of the man. We wish him and his family our support now and into the future." He asked for privacy. And with that in mind, that's the end of the topic as far as we're concerned on this programme. And we respect that entirely. And we're sending warmth and love to the Houlihans this morning. That's where we're going to leave it for today. Thanks, team, as always, for everything this week. Appreciate it. And thanks to you for listening and for your texts and emails. Stay tuned for Sarah McInerney. Mind yourselves and mind each other. We'll see you Monday.
The Ryan Tuberty Show on RTE Radio 1.